It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, Thunderstruck here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock. We're not afraid, but we are not totally well. I got about a day left before I'm back to full speed. Hey, you can almost understand me now. I'm getting better. Well, we'll talk about that later because I got a special guest on that I had by special request of Sierra, the producer, to go ahead and get him on today because I had an interesting question that was brought to me yesterday, and I wanted to, do some research on this, and it was an interesting side effect of what's happening in real estate. That's something that I did not anticipate. Think about this. In the early 90s, I remember, I think it was 60 Minutes, did a big story on after the SNL scandal went through and the banking thing that was going on then, and we had the bailout and Resolution Trust, RTC, Resolution Trust Corporation, and it was another, the dry run of how they're going to take all your money, make it their money back then, and they, kind of perfected it and got their remix all set up and everything. They're doing it again on, big time now. The side effect was this. As they started doing all these developments and so on, the speculative building, and they just get the money, here comes the money, and they start building all these big developments, what they do is they also have requirements, this new thing called homeowners associations. And they keep getting more and more required. Here in Arizona, oftentimes a development, the city will require that you have a homeowners association in order to turn over, various services to and so on. Now, this is what's going on. In Florida, you'll have the same thing that's going on here in California and Arizona and Nevada and so on. A lot of the boom states that had big real estate bubbles, you will have purchased homes that would be, half a million, and now they're worth half of that. So you're way underwater. You're in a homeowners association, whether it's a condo or even just a single-family home. And what's happening is that the way each one has their own contracts, but a lot of times the cost of living there is divided up amongst the homeowners that occupy. So what happens when you have, let's say, 100 homes? Well, if 50, and you got, homeowner association fees of $1,000. That covers all your goodies, and you got the nice palm trees and your beach and all kinds of whatever. $1,000. Half of the people foreclose, move, leave, whatever. Well, then they just divvy it up who's left. Now it's $2,000. It gets to the point, even if you wanted to keep paying the mortgage on your home there, the homeowner association fees, it'll get to a point, and once this starts, it's exponential. It'll get to where people, they can't afford to make their mortgage, they can't afford to pay their homeowner association fees. All of a sudden, there's the one last guy standing, and he's got the full bill. At what point does this implode? Well, it's already happening. It's happening way more than I anticipated. So I brought back, a guest that we've had a couple of times on, Stuart Veneer. Now, he's with Wilshire Holding. Now, RealtyCrisis.com. And I wanted to get with Stuart and him explain to us what he does. And we're going to get right to it on this question. Now, Stuart, I got you there?
Yes, you do, Ernest.
Stuart, you understand the problem as I've described it, right?
Yes, it's a terrible problem.
Well, let's go ahead, and I want to just summarize real quick. We got like 3 or 4 minutes in this first segment. Go ahead and summarize what it is that your company does.
Well, what we do is we help people make a strategic exit from over-encumbered property if they've made the decision that they must get out and that they have to get out of the property. We take ownership to the property. We then deal with the bank, and we do allow the people to continue to live there as our house sitters at no rent, but it gives them a chance to really get a second chance to get back on their feet. Much better exit strategy than us being than having them foreclose and walk away themselves.
Okay, now let's go ahead. As I remember it, I'm going to summarize it real quick, and you correct me where I'm wrong here.
Yes.
I am upside down in my mortgage. I can't, I won't, I don't want to, I'm not able to, whatever. I am not going to be able to make the mortgage payment. I go to your company and I say, you know, for the low, 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 rock bottom, rip you off price of 1-2 months mortgage payment or whatever, you know, for a couple $1,000s here, I do a quit claim. It goes down. You do the paperwork, unlike the banks, you actually do the paperwork. You do the paperwork at the county recorder's office, and now it becomes your property. Any financial institution now has to deal with you, not me. I'm not the guy. Talk to Stuart. Okay.
Yes. Now, yes, and basically, in certain states, there are very strong anti-deficiency laws. In Arizona, California, certain states where they have no recourse to the owner of the property, and they have no choice but to deal with us.
Is that true in Florida in this particular situation?
Florida is a little unique, where the property is secured by a note as well as a mortgage, and when they foreclose on the mortgage, they do not get a judgment against the individual person. And the paperwork is so faulty, I haven't seen one instance of a bank trying to seek a deficiency in Florida, not in 5 years.
Okay. So you would go to someone in Florida, he says, hey, man, I got this condo, this house, this homeowner associated, whatever. And I go, I'm out of here. Now, there's two things. Either they can or cannot occupy it after they do it. Now, what you offer a lot of people is that you take on the paperwork, and then they still are able to live in the house while they're going through the foreclosure procedure for 1, 2, 3 years forever.
Yes, well, we want the property taken care of. What we don't want is to see vandalized property, deteriorated property. That creates other issues. And I wouldn't be very happy for the people to stay there and to take care of the property. And if they want to move, that's fine. Just let us know so we can watch over the property. We don't want to let it get vandalized and destroyed.
Now, let's go ahead and explain to the people real quick how it is that you benefit from this. Why would you want to take on a property that's underwater? How do you benefit from this? How is your corporation able to do this even?
That's a good question. Basically, we don't make a lot of money. The only money we make is a small fee that we charge, which is typically about one payment. And we do a lot of work for that. And then we force the bank to take a loss, where it's especially important in many cases where someone has refied their property and they pulled money out for other purposes than home improvement or any property that is not one's primary residence. When the bank takes that write-off, that's going to create taxable income in the form of debt relief. They are required by federal law to send a 1099-C or A for cancellation of debt. And by us buying it for the full amount of the debt, we can take that income as our corporate income. And in our corporation, everything we do is short term, and we can offset that with real estate losses.
So it's a mechanism by which you are using your losses to offset whatever any potential gain, and they don't, you know, blah blah blah. Anyway, it's a wash, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. So this is I can see this. This is a rescue line for a lot of people, and I would imagine you're getting busier.
We're very busy. You brought up a very interesting scenario, though, when you were talking about condominiums and associations.
Okay, now we're running up against a break here, and I want to get right to that specific point because we've had you on a couple times before. I understood what your service is, and it's a great idea for people in this particular situation, but I was thrown a curve with the concept of having a condominium that all of a sudden, whether they could even pay the mortgage or not, all of a sudden they got these homeowner association fees that are just escalating out of sight. What do we do then? Well, when we come back, we're going to be finishing this up with Stuart Vanier from RealtyCrisis.com that deals with exactly this type of problem to help people that need it. You guys pay attention. You're going to need this information. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Stuart Vanier, just a little bit.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
We're here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Yeah, I think I'm going to go another day with shades. Yeah, I'm still bloodshot and everything. But I'm getting better, I'm getting better, I'm getting better. Just sounding bad still. I got, a short notice. I asked Stuart Beniere to come on. He was very kind to be able to make himself available. Because we've been presented with a lot of unique situations as the economy really starts to... I don't care what they're saying, man. It is not healthy. No, it's not healthy at all. And the real estate is, still we're at record lows every month. I don't care what they say. The holiday season didn't produce what they were hoping it would. We got, QE 47, in line for whatever. They're never going to stop spending money. Inflation's going to keep hitting it. It's going to get ugly. Well, one of the side effects of this is that you have real estate that is plummeting so that you're never going to recoup your investment. You're never going to get back what you've paid for it if you bought a home in the past 3-4 years. So, that's one side of the coin. And Stuart Beniere has a program that can help you with that. But there's another side. People that could make their mortgages, people that, they don't have a problem with it. They may even have it paid off. But Florida is a unique situation to where Stuart can help us understand the law. Now, Sierra just put up on today's archive Florida residential real estate law link. So she has, you can do your own research and so on. You're not going to count on everybody to do it for you. But let's go ahead and take a look at that. And you go up to today's and you'll see right there, Florida residential real estate law. There she goes. Now, realtycrisis.com, here's the information and phone numbers and so on. Stuart's going to help us out with this, but this is the situation. If you live in a condo in Florida, you got a nice beach property, you're styling, heck, you may even paid cash for it. All of a sudden, everybody's moving out. Everybody's foreclosed. Everybody's, it's vacant. You're sitting there with a big giant homeowner association bill, and all of a sudden it falls on you. Because a lot of times, what a lot of people don't realize is that in the contract, it's divvied up amongst the homeowners that reside there, or own it. And if you're the only one, guess what? You get the bill. Have you read your contract? Well, you better, because this is what's going on. So, Stuart, let's go ahead and focus on Florida. And you're familiar with the laws there and what has been changed and so on. Help us out with this. Understand what their options are.
Well, the biggest problem is, and this is everywhere in the country, when you're sitting owning the condominium, and so many of these condos have either been built as condos or have been apartments that have been converted over the years to a condominium, they become unlendable, where even if you're upside down 40-50% on your house, if you hold on long enough, at some point, everything recovers. It might take 10 or 15 years, but the condo becomes unlendable and unsellable. Because you can't get a loan on it if you don't have like 80-90% owner occupants. You have to have almost all of the dues being paid current. Otherwise, no matter how gold-plated the borrower may be, the banks will not lend. You cannot get a loan on that. So what ends up happening is you have investors coming in fire sales, and you may be sitting there with a condo that you paid $150,000 for, and they buy 10 units for $20,000 a unit. And then it ends up being converted back to an apartment house. They dissolve the association, and you're sitting there out in left field somewhere.
Wow. Okay, so you want to get out. Now, what do you know about this thing I'd never even thought about, the homeowner association fees? Have I described it fairly accurately,
Yes, you did. But another thing, the homeowner's association fee, the homeowner's obligation, is a lien, and it's a personal obligation to the owner of the property. It's a personal debt. And as soon as they're off title, then they no longer have that personal liability because they're not signing a note. That just goes along with it, and it is a personal obligation. Florida, in particular, just passed a sweeping change in their condominium association laws. Went into effect, I think, July or August of last year. giving the associations tremendous power. They can actually go in and evict the tenant if the associations dues aren't paid.
Okay. So if you're going to be going through your program where you and you take over the note and the obligation and so on, you're going to get kicked out if you're not paying the association fees, so you need to plan on not living there.
Yes, or if they want to live there, we can relieve them from the mortgage debt, but if they do want to live there, they must pay the association dues.
Okay, got it. All right, so let's say I'm in Florida, I'm on my beach, it's my third home. You know, I'm going, man, this whole thing, I got my Florida home, my California home, my Vegas and Phoenix and, you know, Chile or whatever. You know, my homes are starting to go down in value. I'm going to start, getting lean here. So I decide, you know, this one in Florida is just kicking my butt with just the homeowner association fees. So I call Stuart and I said, you know what, Stuart, help me out here. You come in and within days you do a quit claim on the property. They are no longer responsible for it. Everything is turned over. Paperwork is in your name. It's all done. It's you. Now, when that has happened, that means they have severed any obligation to the homeowner association fees at the same time. Is that correct?
That is correct. As soon as that deed is recorded, they're no longer responsible. But we use more than just the quit claim. A quit claim is just the method of conveying title. And the reason we use a quitclaim rather than a warranty deed is we're not asking the people to warrant anything to us.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about this process a little bit more, because I really wanted to get drilled down on this particular one, because this is a situation that was unique and we hadn't talked about it before. But now we can go back in the next segments and we can go ahead and walk through the actual process of doing this. And I appreciate you helping me out with this Florida thing. But is this common? I mean, just tell me how frequent this is. I mean, the fact that you even know about the updates and the laws in Florida and that this situation is a problem, I would imagine that this isn't the first time you've heard of it.
Oh, no, we do a lot of business in Florida. And in fact, quite a number of these condominiums are actually being foreclosed on by the association. Yet they are, the association is also responsible for the underlying debt. But quite often these associations are actually taking ownership and title to the unit.
And is this out of how they think they're going to get a windfall later on? They don't have a choice. They don't know any better. I mean, what's the motivation?
I don't think they know what to do. It is such a mess down here. They just don't know what to do. In fact, I've said a long time ago that I think I'd rather have the worst house than the best condominium.
Yeah, no, I can see where you're coming from. All right, now let's go ahead and just give a summary on what we're going to talk about in the next half hour, because I want the people to be ready to take some notes and so on the service that you offer. So let's go ahead and give me your 30-second sales speed. We're out of time. Well, let's go ahead and do that. When we come back, we'll go ahead and have Stuart Vernier give us what is the service that he has. And I'll get a little history from him, too, because I think that was interesting. It started over a decade ago when California had its first bust in real estate then. And then all of a sudden, there's an enormous opportunity for a service that provides this kind of help. We're going to go through that so you understand it. We'll be right back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Oh, what's that mission? What's that mission? Keep breathing in and out. That's my main mission. And it's getting easier as the days go by. I'm getting better. Yay! But I didn't miss a day. I didn't miss a day. You guys are here sick with me. You know, yeah, maybe not sick, but you're with me while I was. Well, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I didn't want, miss out. Dang it. You know, it's what keeps me going. Now, we're talking with Stuart Vernier. And I want to make sure you understand that a lot of people don't know, if you just walk away from your home and you owe a couple $100,000 on it, and then they do a short sale later and they sell it for $100,000, you may not owe that, depending on what state you're in. Like here in Arizona, you may not owe that other $100,000, but it's they determine it to be income. You got to declare it as on your taxes. And, you know, if you do it that way, you in big heap trouble. So here we have a solution. Stuart Vernier is going to explain this to us. Go ahead and address that aspect of what you do, Stuart. And as you do, talk about the history of how you got into this business from being a broker in California.
I will, Ernest. Back about 16 years ago, for quite a long time, I owned, at the time, the second largest mortgage company in Los Angeles County. And when the Northridge earthquake hit, almost overnight, property plummeted. And it wasn't the economic crisis that it was today. It was more localized. But property dropped 40-50% in value. And that's when we started this program, helping people get out of the over-encumbered real estate. What you had mentioned before is a very, very important point. If someone owes, no matter what they borrowed, if they pulled cash out for any purpose other than home improvement, or if it's not their primary residence, when the bank takes that loss, they are required by law to issue a 1099 for cancellation of debt, and that has to be treated as ordinary income. All of a sudden, overnight, you become one of Obama's super rich.
Yeah.
That's not really good. And what we do is we purchase the property for the full amount of the debt, where our corporation, everything we do is short-term, so we can offset that with real estate losses. So it doesn't have the tax impact on us, but it will insulate the people from the tax consequences of debt relief.
So your purpose for doing this is, one, you know how. You know, two, you've learned this from California real estate. There was an opportunity for this to be a benefit to people. And you can do it because you can make money at it because you have the ability to fill out the paperwork. You know what needs to be done. You know how to insulate them. And it has value to the people that need it done. And you can do it for a low, low, low cost of. So you do it. I mean, this is, right? I mean,
yes,
why would you do it?
We don't charge too much. We charge one. We make a little money. We charge 1% of the loan amount, $1,000 minimum, $4,000 maximum. And you know, people with the $1 million houses, they got a real bargain.
Okay, so this is. How long have you been? Are you saying all 16 years you've been focusing on this service?
No, we did this for about 8 years. Then we suspended the program for a while, and we've started it up again about 5 years ago. And now, I am saying, unfortunately, I'd rather be doing loans for people and helping people buy homes and get out of them. But we're busier than ever now, and we're doing this in most of the country.
Now, I would think that having this type of success, certainly insulating them from the tax man, that the man doesn't like it, or the man has at least you're on his radar screen. Are they glad that you're there to provide this service, or are they looking to shut you down?
Well, I haven't heard anything. And we in 16 years, we haven't heard anything from them. In fact, just recently, we did this on two separate occasions for two IRS agents on their own rental properties.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised.
That was rather interesting.
Well, they understand it more than anybody else. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk some numbers. In if I was to compare Florida, Arizona, Nevada, California, I would imagine they'd be some of the worst states. Where's most of your activity, and how is it that you got so nationwide?
Well, I don't know how we got nationwide. I think the Internet really helped a lot. Plus, we do a lot of radio shows as well. But you just mentioned our busiest states, California, Arizona, Nevada, Florida. It's very, very busy. Georgia, very busy. I mean, these states have been hit very hard.
Well, the laws, you're saying that they are making some changes in law. In Florida, are these hampering your business at all? Is there something to be concerned, or something, you know, hanging over? Because if we have people that are listening to this show now that are in one of these states, is there pending legislation that they should worry about and they need to get on it, or is it pretty open for now?
Well, no, it's pretty open, except the legislation that I think people are banking on a lot, which is going to hurt them, is the Debt Relief Reduction Act, which covers the loss of debt relief on your primary residence up to the amount of the original money. So if you didn't refi and pull cash out and the lender took a loss, that would be exempt from the 1099 income. But that expires in 2012. So that's right around the corner. That's not going to be very good for the people.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some more general aspects of real estate market. I mean, is that even of concern to you? Do you look at volumes and what's available and inventories and all that, or you're just so busy you don't even it doesn't even matter? I mean, we're just, you know, as much as you can process what you're doing now. Are you looking into the future and seeing that you're having to plan for this part of your business to start going away, or is it for the foreseeable future you're going to be a busy boy?
I think we're going to have a good 5-6 years of being busy. I wish it wasn't, because I'd really, as I say, rather be doing loans for people buying their new homes. But I think it's going to be another 5 hard years ahead of us, and I think this next year is going to be a very bad year. I mean, so many mortgages in states like Florida and many states were put on stall because they were there was a paperwork missing. Maybe they didn't have a document that was signed properly, or maybe someone signed too many documents without reading everything completely, so they've stopped these foreclosures. Well, the bank's not going to give up the money. I mean, if you owe Bank of America, they're not going to walk away because they didn't get the right paper. They're going to get the paper, and they're starting the foreclosures again. And I'm afraid that this year we may see 2.5 million foreclosures hit the country.
You know, that's something that maybe you can address for me a little bit, is the concept of them just kind of, you know, making up the paperwork. Because I understand what happened, you know, with the MERS and them being able to avoid all the transfer obligations that they have with the state and the county recorders and all that. They just wanted to be able to turn your real estate into a number that they could just turn over as quick as possible with electrons. But, you know, now that it's getting to where they have to find out who has the ability to foreclose, you know, it's getting to where it's really murky, and the courts are very inconsistent in how they're adjudicating this. In some jurisdictions, they're saying, yep, show us the paperwork. Oh, don't have it. Life sucks. You don't have the right to foreclose. Where others are just, we don't care. They did an affidavit of pinky swear. We had it here a minute ago. We lost it. We're redoing it. And it's just so inconsistent. You would think that there's eventually going to be enough lobbyists going to bribe enough congressmen that they're going to retroactively create some kind of this is what's going to be. Do you have any opinion on what that might be?
Well, I think you're right about that. I do believe that 99.9% of the foreclosures are valid foreclosures. I mean, you don't pay your mortgage, the bank's going to foreclose on the property. And I think it's stalled, and it's maybe stalled at 6 months to a year. But at some point, all the paperwork will be in order, and they're going to be able to foreclose on the security.
Okay, now, you know, well, the paper, well, I'm sure they'll generate some kind of, you know, get their paperwork in order. It's just like they're kind of making up the paperwork, you know what I mean? So
yes, it's somewhere. The paper's somewhere. They'll find it.
Well, okay, we're going to find out. And I'm interested in how this is going to play out. But the service that you, how, walk me through someone listening right now, and they said, you know, all right, this sounds like something that I need to check out. You know, they're going to call your phone number. They're going to go to your website. You know, and that's a good thing to start off with. In the last segment, when we come back, we'll go ahead and walk you through the process by which you would avail yourself of Stuart Vanier and Wilshire Holding Company's services, and find out how you can extricate yourself from your mortgage and not get a 1099 file. You know, and all the, you know, the difference in the short sale, man, that'll nail you. A lot of people didn't see that coming because they didn't know any better. But we're going to make sure you know better when we come back in just a little bit.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Turn on the tube, and what do I see? A whole lot of people crying, don't blame me. But point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all my time feeling sorry for themselves.
Yeah, get over it here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm starting to get my voice back. Well, maybe not all of it. You know, one thing I wanted to make sure you knew, the next hour we have Chris Bliss from mybillofrights.org coming back in the studio. You know, we worked with him years ago in getting passed here in Arizona. It was the first state. And it was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we got past where he's a comedian, you know, been on David Letterman and so on. He does, he's well-known, big dollar guy. You want him, his $10,000 income, do your birthday party, you know what I mean? Well, what happened was when they were doing the big thing about the Ten Commandments being on government property, and so he goes, ah, so what? As long as you have monument to the Bill of Rights, you know, what's a big deal? And he found out there wasn't a single monument to the Bill of Rights in the entire country. And he said, are you freaking kidding me? So what he did, said, private money. We don't want you. Just give us a space, you know, on some, you know, on the Capitol grounds here somewhere, the court plaza, whatever. You just give us some space. We'll pay for it. Private money on our own. Thank you very much. Well, we started working on it. And that was a story in itself. Well, he's coming in studio in the next hour. We're going to talk about it. And he's back here from Texas working on, they're doing it in Texas also, and working here in Arizona, getting all finalized. We're going to get a monument to the Bill of Rights just in time for it not to matter anymore. Now we'll talk about that too. Now, while we're talking in this hour, Stuart Vanier, a friend of the show, previously has been on, and we're talking about extricating yourself from a horrendous situation into where people are so underwater in their mortgages, it is devastating to their entire, how do you get out of this? And then we have another wrinkle to where you have homeowner association fees, even if you did want to stay in and could afford, nobody else can. All of a sudden you have all the homeowner association fees coming on you. So, you know, how do you get out of that? Then you have, a lot of, what is it? What were you saying, Stuart? The Bush administration extended till 2012 the protection against debt. Go ahead and explain that to the audience for me.
I was a little incorrect in the name. It's the Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act is what it is. And it was actually signed under Bush. It was retroactive to 2007 and extended to 2012. And it will allow you to exempt the tax on the forgiven debt on your principal residence only to the extent of the original money that you borrowed.
If you did a refi, then it doesn't apply to that. It's just the original purchase price.
Unless the refi was used completely for home improvement.
Got it. All right. So there, you know, I'm not sure how much that's going to save America, but you know, it's there. And what I want to go ahead and let's walk people through the process by which we would contact you. And I go, Stuart, help me. First off, what is the website that they should know about?
Well, they can go to realtycrisis.com. And then at that point they click on English and it takes you to our main company, which is Wilshire Holding Group.
Okay, realtycrisis.com, all right?
Yes, and our phone number is 877-94-HELP-ME.
877-94-HELP-ME.
Yes.
Help me, help me, help me, help me. Okay, now you would do what for them? You sending someone over?
We don't look at the property, but we like to talk to the people to be sure that we can really help them because there's probably about 10-15% of the people that wouldn't work. But let's assume that you have a situation that we can help you with. Let's say you owe $250,000 on your home. You have one loan, and it's worth $150,000, and there's no way that it appears to be recovering, and you just want to get out of this. What we do is we purchase the property from you for the full amount of the debt. We buy it for the $250,000. We take over responsibility for the loan. And it's a very, very well-documented real estate transaction, which will give you the documentation you need to keep your credit intact. If there is debt relief, that we take that as our corporate income. And for this, we charge a small fee. I think it's small. It's 1% of the loan amount, $4,000 maximum, $1,000 minimum. And that generally equates to about 1 month's payment. We do allow the people to live in the property if they are living there, and they can stay there as our house sitters for as long as we own it, which is typically 6 months to a year in Florida, maybe even much longer. Certain states, a long time. And we're just taking them out of the loop, in essence. It's a good plan for strategic default. Yet, you know, if you can't afford your mortgage and you want to walk away, there's no debtor's prison in this country. I mean, I wouldn't do this if I lived in Iran. They'd bury you in the ground and throw stones at your head. But here you have every legal right to walk away from the debt. But I think it's a much better way for us to strategically handle it for you. And we take over the responsibility and you're pretty much done with it.
Okay, so once you do this, of course, and you're doing all the filings with the county recorders and so on,
yes.
Then you're the owner of record. So all of the bank phone calls and mailings and all that, all of a sudden it just starts getting redirected to you.
That's correct. And if we can't deal with a bank and they end up foreclosing on the property, our name is on that suit.
Okay.
You're on the foreclosure.
So the reason that you're able to do this is because you're able to offset whatever losses in the way that you set up the corporation with, you got to explain that. You know, how are you able to do this and come out not obligated?
Well, you see, whatever the debt relief is, let's say you owe that $200,000 and you had refied it and there's maybe $80,000 in banks loss that they're going to write off. That becomes our loss as well. So the debt relief always equals our loss. It's always the same figure. So it's really not a taxable event for us. Whatever they write off in debt, that equals our loss on paper.
Okay. Well, I, you know, this is, how many people have you done this for in just, say, the last year or two? How many homes have you taken over?
Well, we've done way over 1,000 properties, maybe 2,000 properties.
You know, it seems like it would even be more popular. I mean, is it just simply capacity that it's limited to that, or just getting the word out, or marketing? I mean, I would think it would be, you know, billions of people. I mean, the people that don't use your service and don't know better, they're setting themselves up for a taxable event. They're going to get in trouble.
That's true. And a lot of people are putting a lot of false hope in short sales, in renegotiating the loan. And a short sale can be a disastrous situation for people. I tell them all the time, if you don't want to do this with us, that's fine. But walk away before you do that short sale. I mean, in certain states like California, Arizona, where they have a non-recourse loan, you're going to go to that bank and they're going to try to negotiate a short sale. And the only one who's going to benefit is the real estate agent. And the lender is going to look at you, and if you've got anything, they're going to want it. And they're going to make you sign a personal note, and they're going to take a note that is non-recourse and turn it into a recourseable obligation. And that's not good. You'd be much better off just walking away. I think it's a better option to walk away under our ownership.
Well, if you did just walk away without going through your process, you still have the tax obligation that would come later when they do short sell it, right?
Yes, you would have that, and you would have really nothing to help you with your credit.
Yeah, wow, man, this is that's another thing. When you do the transaction, say, for example, you're not behind on your mortgage. Your credit is still good, and they go to you and you take it over. Does it have any impact on their credit?
Well, that's the best time to do it because it's hard to really make up for the sins of the past. But if they're current at the time that they do it with us, they have everything they need to keep their credit intact. And it's much better to do it early in the game.
Wow. You know, well, I'm glad you have this information available for people that need it, but it's amazing that there's a lot of people needing it, I would imagine. And I would think that the gratitude, you know, assuming that this works out well, everybody, I would think that they were very appreciative, aren't they?
We have a lot of happy people, we do, and very few people that are unhappy. Everyone is happy that does this. It does work for them.
Stuart, go ahead and give out the website again for everybody and the phone number real quick.
It's realtycrisis.com. Now, not reality crisis. That's a Japanese rock band. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
877-94-HELP-ME. Stuart, thanks for coming on at such short notice. I really appreciate
Thank you, Ernest.
It.
This Pleasure is as always.
This is a great bit of information. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew because I know there are people that needed it, you know. And if you take advantage of this, let me know how it worked out. I'd be interested to see what happened. We'll be right back with Chris Bliss. We can get his butt in here in just a little bit. You stay tuned.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readersoffreedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readersoffreedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured. Toured.